the most amazing story from the weekend. I must tell you, I have not really paid attention to this particular story over the last several years. And I heard that Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I thought it was the owner or perhaps the jockey. Didn't know it was the horse's name.
That was the horse's name, yes.
Rich Strike. Well, sounds like a person's name.
That was something else.
I'm thinking, oh, what's the horse's name? You would tell me the owner. Oh, that was the horse, Rich Strike.
Come from the back of the pack and come out and win, you know, by a length almost.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
At the very end, you know, the cameras, they were focused on Epicenter, who was battling. He was the favorite to win, and then all of a sudden, yeah, this horse
was just coming on. It was moving right
like,
up.
Like he was shot out of a cannon, really.
Yeah,
it was
sure
like
was.
That.
It was said, if I'm reading correctly, that it was one of the biggest Kentucky Derby shocks in history, ranking up the top five.
Second, I would say, yeah, and I've read that's the second biggest upset
really? Okay.
Ever. I think there was a horse. What was the name of the horse? I think it was called Danelle. Was a 91-1 odds horse that won in 1913.
Well, this was 80-1.
This was 80-1. Yeah, that means right. So that means anybody who put $10 down, and I'm sure there were some, put $10 down on Rich Strike would win $818.
Oh, tell me that you on FanDuel put at least $1 down.
Unfortunately,
50 cents.
I did not.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
I did not, unfortunately.
You know, that horse got in at the last minute. There was another horse that had to withdraw and created an opening. And because those folks, the owner and trainers, didn't think they were going to get in. And then on a moment's notice, they had to be ready and raring to go. And
yeah.
They were ready.
They
really?
Were ready, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a feeling this is going to be a movie made about this horse. I really do. I think
no
will.
Doubt. Well, let's see what happens with the Preakness in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I don't think he'll be 80-1 odds. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I think the odds are going to be much tighter.
Well, you know, what's still funny is that's the story. And I just glanced at a couple of the stories. And I've seen a reference to is the trainer and the owners. I still haven't heard who was riding. I mean, doesn't the jockey get some credit here someplace? usually the jockey's always,
I should remember,
you know,
yeah. But, he and his wife and son were there.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jose. I can't say that for sure.
I'll
though.
Look that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look it up. But yeah, he was excited too.
Yes.
I mean, his Kentucky Derby win, I believe.
Yep.
So Rich Strike struck it.
Yes.
Rich at the Kentucky Derby. Like I said, for me, it was I used to really get into the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I think it used to be, I don't want to say it's still a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
It's still a big deal.
Yeah.
Probably because for so many years it was always at a right particular time, same network, same call. Of course, it changed a little bit. Now they moved to, 6:30? Isn't that the best time?
Yeah, well, actually, the 6:57 was the time that they...
6:57?
6:57, yeah.
Holy cow.
They let them go, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, it used to be 5:30 or something.
Used to always be,
Be in the 5 o'clock hour always.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know if maybe they did that more for the West Coast or if they do that more for their programming. I don't know. Because they're also dealing with NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs. So I think they try to make it, it in, get the race on a time slot.
Well, one thing's sure, the location didn't change.
No, it never will. Never will.
Still Churchill Downs.
And I'll tell you what, I would tell people to keep their ticket stubs, but I don't know if they do that anymore. So, because those people watch history over there. It was amazing.
Sure,
something they'll never, ever forget.
The electronic tickets that we were just talking about last week,
where
trying to have some kind of memory of an event with a ticket stub seems like a thing of the past nowadays.
All those other owners and trainers were stunned.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, so no, that was it's one of the best sports moments in quite a long time, just how surprising it was.
But that horse was really feisty. He kept trying to bite the control pony that was alongside after the race. He was really, really
I think he
aggressive.
Was fired up, saying, hey, I just won!
I guess.
Yeah!
Let me run!
So, no, that was cool. That was very, very, very good. And, for something for sports fans here in the Michigan area, gave us something just to, you know, cheer about and think about other than having to worry about the Tigers. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. At least you didn't say anything about last Friday how the Michigan Panthers lost.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Yeah,
missing a 21-yard field goal at the final play.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
21 yards?
21-yard field goal.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing Eddie Murray do that a few times with the Lions way back in the day. Sometimes.
Well, at least the going back to the Tigers for a quick moment, I heard you say in your sports, is the Oakland Athletics come to town.
Yeah, they've lost 9 straight.
Something's got to give.
Tigers have lost 12 of 14.
Well,
yeah.
I hope they can get it together, man. Miguel, I mean, I think I counted 3 strikeouts and 1 walk for him.
And
yesterday.
The unfortunate part is that he's the only one still, he's got one of the best averages on the team.
Yeah.
So that's the
Follow his lead. Follow his lead.
Yeah, Torkelson has 3 home runs so far this year, but I saw his average is like 173.
Yeah, he was 1 for 10, was he, I think, in this series?
I think
if this continues after this home series, I think you will see some changes, and that could mean somebody like Akil Baddoo or Torkelson gets sent down, or maybe Jonathan Scope gets sent down. I don't know. Something's gotta give. And maybe what they do today, put the ball on the tee, maybe, and see if they can just hit the ball off the tee. I mean, just start there. Baby steps. Yeah. Just start there.
Changes to different heights, and work on it. Yeah.
Always good to do that. In the batting cage, check in. I definitely tee work.
Yep.